Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Coming up, the latest from Gaza and a perspective you may not have considered. Later, an Indonesian church planter says he needs your help. We'll tell you how you can get involved in just a few moments. But in our first story, more Palestinian families flee Gaza City as Israel prepares to launch a new offensive targeting what it describes as Hamas's last stronghold. Hundreds of Palestinian Christians are still sheltering in churches they fled to at the start of the war because it's too difficult and too dangerous to leave. Advocates will soon speak on their behalf at an Illinois event organized by Bethlehem Bible College. Pastor and Professor Munter Isaac says they'll be talking to U.S. believers.
We want to challenge them. Do you care to listen to Palestinian Christians, our plights, our suffering, our perspective? This is our beginning point. Listen to Palestinian Christians because you're talking about our livelihood.
The college is moving its annual conference from Bethlehem to the U.S. because of the war. Staff at Bethlehem Bible College, located just an hour's drive from Gaza, have firsthand connections with Christians in the war zone.
We believe this is an important role of our calling as an institution in Palestine, in Bethlehem, to advocate for justice and to challenge the approach of many Christians in the West about the land, about Palestinians, about Gaza, about Israel.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
I hope we have a good and honest conversation in that conference, because in Palestine, the situation is urgent.
Next, even as the Islamic government seeks to block every channel of good news, one path remains beyond their reach. Lana Silk from Transform Iran tells us.
And the only tool that seems to circumspect all these difficulties and has done for years is satellite TV.
Sama TV has served as a media voice in Iran for 24 years. So far, they've produced over 5,000 programs broadcast daily via Mohabbat TV on Hotbird 13A and E7B satellites. Its new program seeks to meet the people's current spiritual needs.
So we identified the fact that Iranians have a lot of questions right now and a lot of need for encouragement, strengthening, and good biblical teaching on how to deal with the situation that they're in today.
These programs tackle difficult dilemmas that Iranians face.
They're called War or Peace, Win or Lose, and it's really talking about what it looks like to be a Christian living in a wartime environment.
They address prayer for country, the nation, daily needs, even views on enemies, along with biblical teaching on peace and blessing. So pray for listeners and the team or sponsor an episode.
Get on board, because this is the time where Iran's story is being written and we need all hands on deck to help it end up at the place that it needs to.
And finally, who has God called you to bring the news of Jesus to? Church planters in Muslim-majority Indonesia have the work cut out for them. This is especially true in Aceh province on the island of Sumatra, which is nearly 100% Muslim. But right where it's hardest to live for Christ is right where one Christian and his family have gone. Brian Dennett with AMG International shares the story.
Dodi is not from Aceh. He was blessed to be born into a Christian family. But prior to really coming to the Lord himself, he ran off to the big city of Jakarta.
When Dodi finally recognized the emptiness of his life, God got a hold of his heart. He received Bible training with AMG and was sent out recently.
He chose the Aceh people because of that distinction of being so devoutly Muslim and with so few Christians. That became kind of a burning challenge and passion for him.
Dodi and his wife had dedicated themselves to this mission. Would you pray for them and consider coming alongside them through AMG?
You know, they're planning and praying to open a house church in every village of the province of Aceh.
Get the details at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.